time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning once again. It's 11:16 here in Marion. That's Eastern Daylight Time, yeah. Okay. And how are you all doing? Let me see what's on TV right now. Well, it's game shows. So I compete against them every morning, of course. And hopefully I've got some people that answers questions today. For instance, any fireman listening can tell me what a hook was on a hook and ladder truck. And, you know, that's one thing, you know, over the years. Yeah, there goes a hook and ladder. And nobody ever stopped to say or think, well, what's a hook used for on a hook and ladder truck? Oh, I remember some of the most colorful times of my life was when I spent years as a kid at the Bucyrus Fire Department while my dad was in the Navy in World War II. The firemen made sure that I was taken good care of. Even though the nuns at the Catholic school said I shouldn't be allowed to be there because those men are going to teach me bad things. Let me tell you, those firemen were the nicest acting, never heard a swear word, and they were, you know, took good care of me. But one fireman I remember, and he was the oldest one on the fire department, his name was Jim Soltz. And Jim chewed chewing tobacco. And he could sit in a, you know, firemen used to sit around quite a bit. They don't do that today, I'm sure. But they used to sit in wicker chairs. And Jim Soltz could hit a spittoon with his Happy Jim chewing tobacco right on target every time. I wonder if they ever have wicker bottom chairs in fire departments anymore. I could almost say 100% they don't. But those were the days. Those were really good days. Like I say, you'll see it in the Popcorn Festival Parade, the old fire wagon that I used to load hose into back in the 1940s. 11:18 and a half is the time. Oh, you say, what questions do I have today? Let me see. What do I have? Oh, yeah, tell me, what is a hook for a hook on a hook and ladder truck? Now, you'll have to do a little bit of research in history, maybe, to find that out. But I saw an actual hook that was once used on a fire wagon in the a church at Valley Forge. And, you know, they have they used to have George Washington's artificial teeth on display. I don't know if they're made out of wood or ivory or what, but I can remember seeing those teeth. Yeah, they had a little museum there, but then later on, the U.S. government or National Park Service built a huge reception area, a museum and so forth, and everything was transferred to that, most everything. And now it has seen its better times, and they're tearing it down and building a brand new reception museum and so forth at Valley Forge. But if you went there on a vacation trip, still they offer you space that you can buy souvenirs and see several artifacts, and a movie. So it goes. Now, questions today. We already had our answer. I asked, what building in Marion still has bars on its windows when it was a police department? Well, that answer was the building there on Delaware Avenue. It used to be the old ladies' home, remember that? It used to be City Hall and the fire department. They were all there in that building. And now I saw another building that is in a precarious position on South Main Street, and that is the old Sawyer Sanitarium building. I noticed the balcony on that looks like it's ready to fall off. I suppose they've got it picked so residents there can't go out on the balcony. But that building, and where do you get the money to make extensive repairs on a building that big? Well, anyhow, that's just my side comments today. Something for you to think about occasionally, not all the time. Okay, but what was the hook on the hook and ladder truck? Oh, and here's another. Why do we call a fire hydrant a fire plug? Well, I know a lot of people don't call them plugs anymore. We used to call them fire plugs. Why did we call them fire plugs? And remember when we used to have fire alarm boxes? Yeah, they took those down probably in the 60s or 70s, eliminated them because our modern methods are cell phones and everything. We didn't need that call box anymore. They're worth a lot of money, though, if you could ever find one. Woohoo! And when you broke the glass on one of those, for those of you that are younger, that have never seen a fire alarm box, they usually had a glass window, and you could break that window and pull the lever and call the fire department. Well, you know, in later years and around, kids occasionally did that and called out false alarms. So when the time came to eliminate them, they were eliminated rather quickly. But I can remember when firemen used to go out and paint red and white stripes above the firebox. And it used to be, now like in Bucyrus, we mostly memorized the box number. And when we were a fireman, you know, auxiliary fireman, we would hear that tap come in on the big bell on top of the fire department. We could count the number of taps and know right where that fire was because of the box number. That's all past history. And that's why in the Bucyrus Fire Department, like all the others, I'm sure Marion, they were all the same, the fire alarm systems operated by battery, not by regular electric, because storms could knock that out. But it was a battery-operated system, and the batteries were in the second floor, usually of the fire department. A whole rows of glass jars that generated direct current that was fed out into the lines all over town. Now, that's another past. Oh, my goodness. I used to have one or two of those jars after they stopped that system. Yep, 11:24 is the time. And do you have any memories of anything? Any firemen out there listening can tell me what a hook and a hook and ladder was used for, or a fire plug. Why, we used to call them fire plugs. Yeah, okay. Let me see, what else can I ask you? Oh, that car dealership on Route 423 on the south edge of Marion, I used to broadcast them there once a week. They sold Chrysler cars, and it was managed by a very nice African-American man from, I think he was from Akron. And he was so kind and courteous. But that's no longer there, of course. Can you remember the name of it? Well, I'll give you a hint. It started with the letter K. All right. And let's say, okay, we got the original restaurant there, G.D. Ritzy, where now it's Little Caesars. But before that, it was Smiley China. Okay, now, in Marion, now here, I my thoughts always go back to Bucyrus. I remember the ice plant. They don't make ice there anymore, but when I was growing up, there was a huge 10-foot-tall wheel that ran a compressor that compressed the ammonia and so forth that made the ice. And I can remember them sending out huge blocks of ice out onto a dock at the ice plant, and then they could cut grooves in it, and the man that delivered ice to your ice box could take his ice pick and pick off maybe 25 or 50 pound blocks of that ice and put in his truck and deliver it to your house. Now, I'm talking about things of a long time ago. Most of you, I'm sure, can't remember. Yeah, now, if you could remember, how many of you used to step up on the ice truck on the back steps of it and grab a chunk of ice and eat? Yeah, remember that? All of us kids did that. We would follow that truck around, and the guy knew it, too. I remember his name in Bucyrus was Arthur Ridenour. And he had a leather shield on his shoulder that he hauled the ice on, and it protected his shoulder. And I can still see him. And you would drive down the street and wherever you delivered ice. And a lot of times, everybody had an ice box. And they put a sign in their window how many pounds they want on a particular day. And he walked in and delivered it. Raised the top lid and put it in. While the ice already had melted and went out a hose into your basement or into some bucket somewhere. Now, yeah, what I'm getting at, in Marion, we had a similar operation, of course. Every city had them. But in Marion, where would you have gotten your ice? Where did they manufacture ice? 11:27 is the time. And I've got zoo tickets, and I got Zimbezi Bay. And I got tickets to the wilds. And tickets to Timbuktu. 11:27 right now. 740-383-9944. Boy, it's a quiet Monday morning, isn't it? No, this is not Monday. This is Wednesday. It's a quiet Wednesday morning. My goodness. Where is everybody? Are you looking at that game show on television? You know, they give away Fiats every now and then. Yeah, same kind of car we've got. Okay. 11:28 is the time. How about you, folks? Where was the ice plant in Marion? Now, I've asked that before and got an answer right away. Where was the ice plant in Marion that loaded into trucks and they went? Well, of course, there was another ice maker. Wasn't there an ice-making system out in the Erie Railroad Yard? Didn't they used to put big blocks of ice in cars that were transporting food? Yeah. Oh, here we are. Okay, caller, go ahead. Hello? Okay, our caller hung up. I see his number here. Okay. Caller, buzz me back. 740-333-9944. Where could you go in Marion at one time and buy ice? Or have it delivered to your ice box? And me being old, I refer to our refrigerator yet as an ice box. Because that's what they originally were. They called them ice boxes for years and years and years. Not refrigerators. Now, we do have one of the very first refrigerators. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? I can hear my echo. Okay. Well, anyhow, what was I saying about ice? Oh, yeah. We've got an original ice box. Or first refrigerator. It must go back to the teens or early 20s. We got it with the house we bought, and it's still there. And I've never plugged it in. I'm afraid to. Because it has one of those tanks or things up on top with ammonia in it. I can only imagine the ammonia got out. Woo, wow. Or could I sell it as an antique?
Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again. And caller, you were calling during the break. Call me again. 740-383-9944. I bet it was somebody that knows where you bought ice in Marion. Or can you tell me about the Erie Railroad Yards? They obviously had an ice maker there because they loaded big blocks of ice into refrigerated cars. Yeah, they refrigerated with blocks of ice to cars that contained, well, food like meat and other things and had to be kept cold. Boy, that was a long time ago. Now they've got refrigerated cars on railroads that, well, do they? How, or, yeah, that brings something to my mind. Do they still have refrigerated cars? Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yo.
Yes, Bob.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ice house used to be there on Oak Street by the river tracks.
That's right. I thought you'd call with that, Bob. You knew.
Yeah, well, that would be my phone was messing up.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, when Dad worked here at the mill, he would leave here and then go over and work at the ice house at night.
Ah.
And down to Erie, they had that down there. But the blocks were all made there at the ice house and shipped down there.
Oh, really? They were made on Oak Street and shipped down to the railroad yard?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, that
was years and years ago.
That answers a question I had, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That, it was all made there at Oak Street by the railroad tracks.
Boy, that must have been a busy place.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Yep.
Did you have an ice box at your house?
Oh, yeah. We had a 3 compartments.
Okay, yeah.
The ice of man would come once a week.
And he put the ice in the top? And you had to hold
it? Yeah, he'd bring it in and put it in, and then we had very little space to store it up. But God had 3 compartments on it, and we had a row of buckets. And we got into a bucket.
Yeah, if you didn't have a bucket, you had a pan underneath. Now, we had a hole.
Yeah, we didn't have a basement. We had run into a bucket.
Yeah, we had a basement, so it drained, yeah. That was a long time ago.
That was a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
We had that thing for years.
Right, right. Okay. Okay, Bob. Yeah, those were the days. Now, for you younger people that, you know, we're telling you a little bit about the colorful past, but now I didn't know prior to him calling that the ice blocks were made on Oak Street and sent down to the railroad yards to be put in refrigerated cars. But I don't recall now if the railroads still have refrigerated cars. You'd think they would, although most food probably is shipped by trucks that have an ice or a freezer, a motor operated freezer on the trailer. 11:35 is the time. Okay, so I'm glad that Bob called with that information. I've often wondered, and some of you Erie people, if any of you are still listening, you probably knew that offhand, that the ice blocks came from downtown Marion. Okay, it's 11:35 Eastern daylight time. Okay, so I've got that answer. The ice was made on Oak Street. Boy, that was a busy place. Now, could you go? Now, in Bucyrus, the ice plant not only made ice, and of course, in great big blocks, but now that same ice is ground up and sold in bags. We don't need those great big blocks of ice anymore. No ice boxes. But like I was saying, I've got an original refrigerator in our basement. And it has a cord on it, but I don't want to plug it in because it probably hasn't been turned on in 60 or 70 years. And it probably has ammonia in that deal on top of the refrigerator. Maybe it's worth some money, do you suppose? 1136, but I suppose it's in our basement because it was too heavy or too bulky to carry up the steps and out. And who would want it? Isn't the one of the companies, utility companies, weren't they buying those old refrigerators like that? When did they start calling them refrigerator instead of icebox? Apparently when they want electric, huh? 11:36 and a half is the time. And don't forget, you can buy, if you want to go to the reception on Friday the 13th at the airport and hobnob with a bunch of pilots, and I think our military aircraft should be in at that time, and it'd be a great evening, and it's a $50, and that's a donation, and that will go into the fund that, they have to pay, usually, all these people to come in there and display. And so that's what's happening. Then the next day, after Friday the 13th, is Saturday the 14th, and the big show is on Saturday. Okay, it's not an aerial show, but a big show of stationary military planes and the like. And the fact is, when you buy a ticket, you pay a $50 fee for that ticket, and then they're going to put into a drawing. Whomsoever has a ticket that's drawn, just one, will get that ride on the World War II fighter plane. Wow. Won't that be something? 11:38 is the time. Okay, and I haven't got the name of the car company on Route 423 South. It would have been in the area, you know, of Arby's and up through there. What was the name of that car company? They sold Chrysler cars, one thing. And I used to broadcast them there. In fact, I used to do a television thing. I did television commercials for those cars. I don't know where they... Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Charlie.
Yeah.
That would be Claiborne Motors.
Yes, it was Claiborne. Yes. Okay, would you like a prize today?
No, I think I'll pass today, but they was known for the K car, too. So.
Yeah. Did they sell more than Chrysler?
Maybe. Yeah, I think the different ones, but I can vaguely remember one of the big pushes was the K car at the time.
Okay, yeah. They might have, maybe they sold Nissan, too, I don't know, because that company took me down to see them made.
Yeah.
Very good.
I can't remember what all they named, but I do know that, you know, that's one of the main functions of the K-Car, but I can remember them. I knew it before a while. I've been sitting here listening, but I usually sit back and listen, and I'll wait towards the end before I call.
Okay. Very good.
All right, Charlie.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one, bud.
You too. All right. Well, let's see what else I can harp on today. There was once a supermarket in Marion that, I remember going there several times. It was in the east end of town. It wasn't Wise's. No, Wise's burned down, remember, 1976, was it? This supermarket was at the corner of, West Center. And what was the street beside there? I'm trying to think now. what was it? I'm trying to get two different towns in, running through my mind right now. But where was this supermarket on East Center Street? And it started with the letter K. Now, that ought to be a pretty big hint. And so Claiborne Motors, that started with the letter K. So did this the supermarket didn't start with K. It started with A. Yeah, A, not K. And it had a man's name in it. All but one letter was a man's name. Now, there, figure that one out. The supermarket that started with the letter A would have spelled a man's name, but the letter is missing that would make it a man's name. Do I have you confused? Well, some are probably confused. 11:41 is the time. So what was the name of that supermarket? I'm trying to think. It's still there. The building is. Yeah, the building never left. But now, here's the thing. When I worked at the original WDIF, George Scantlin II, who was very good at engineering, bought the refrigeration and air conditioning equipment from that supermarket after it closed. Now, that would go back in the early 70s. And he made an air conditioning system for the WDIF radio station out of the old supermarket stuff. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, would that be Albers?
Yes, it was Albers. And if you put a T in there, it would have been Albert's.
Right. Okay, Charlie.
Okay. All right, thanks. Okay, yeah. Albert's. All right. Albert's Supermarket. Now, we used to have a Clover Farm, didn't we? What other supermarkets did we have? We had A&P. And I remember A&P because I used to live right across from it. And the manager, and I mentioned this not too long ago, the manager of that A&P store was kidnapped. And they took him out. I don't know if they took his money, but they dumped him in a ditch. And the manager of the A&P store, he was a tall six-footer. But they managed it, how they got a hold of him and kidnapped him. I'd love to hear the account in the newspaper of that, because I can't remember the small details, except he was kidnapped and taken out and thrown in a ditch. But he was all right. They didn't kill him or anything like that. 11:43 right now. Okay, Clover Farm, A&P. What others? And, of course, Albers. And the IGA store. What was that called? IGA Town and Country? What other supermarkets were there at one time in Marion? There are a lot of them. And let me think. Of course, I've only been here since the 50s, so I don't remember the ones before that. Okay, now, what else can I... Well, I've asked you before to describe what the hook was on a hook and ladder fire truck. Or why did they used to call a fire hydrant a fire plug? And if you can explain one or two of those, I'll give you any prize you'd like. Okay, so, boy, I've got just about everything answered here except the hook and ladder and fire plug. And it's 11:44. What other questions could I ask you today? I'm trying to think. There was a stable over here on just east of us, west of us here, a stable. Now, who did that belong to? Well, they used to keep horses. Whose stable was that? Was that the owner of the manufacturing company that made graders and other heavy equipment? Well, yeah, that was probably Huber's, wasn't it? Huber's Stables? Okay, now here's what I'm wondering. In Marion, we talk a lot of, well, I'll be back here in about a minute. Stay right where you're at.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after signing a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and and caller, go ahead, you were calling during the break there, 740-333-9944. Any of you, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, they call that a fire plug because you can plug into the main line?
No, that wasn't quite the way it was, but I'll explain before I leave here this morning.
All right.
Okay. You know what a hook was on a hook and ladder truck?
No, I do not.
Okay.
That was just kind of a wild guess.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Okay, thanks. Yeah, why were they called fire plugs? And I'll explain the whole thing here shortly. Well, maybe I'll do it right now. A fire plug, you had to go... They had to know where the water line was. Years ago, water lines were made out of wood, cypress wood. In Bucyrus, there were, you know, the whole town was serviced by cypress, you know, lines, made, you know, wooden lines. And whenever you built a home, you had to drill into the cypress line to get your water. Now, in order that the fire people had to know where the fire, you know, wooden fire mains were, and you had to drill into that and plug your apparatus into that wooden water main, and that's why they became known as fire plugs. You know, you had to plug that water main, and that's how it came about, fire plug. All right. Now, the only other thing... Hook and ladder. Now, I looked that up once, and I Googled hook, out of hook and ladder, and like I say, I saw a hook. It's on display in the museum, well, in the church there at Valley Forge. 1148. How many of you have experienced West Center Street in the new diagonal parking? Now, here's, and they did that supposedly because it'd be safer. Now, in Upper Sandusky, they park diagonally, and they have to pull out and be very careful when they pull out into traffic. But it's the same way here on West Center. You stop, and traffic is behind you, and they've got to give you room to back up into a parking place. And you better know where you're at when you're backing up, or you might run up over the curb. Of course, if you have those TV cameras, like so many of the new cars do, you can see where you're backing into. And then when you pull out, why, you've got to make sure that you're heading in the right direction, which you would be. You'd be angled right. But has anyone had a bad experience there or a good experience? Supposedly it was done for a good experience. 11:49, a half is the time. Obviously, not many of you have been down that way. And maybe after I'm off the air, you'll get in your car and go down and see what I was talking about. There are cars parked there right now. Not exactly lined up, you know, precisely, it's kind of hard for some people to back in to a space like that, you know, just to back up. 11:50 is the time, and see, we have, of course, the big doings at the airport on the 13th, on a Friday the 13th of September. That's not long after the Popcorn Festival. Why, we have that big reception where they have the people from the World War II, the Red Tail people, and, oh, it's going to be a dandy and delicious hors d'oeuvres. Okay, and there's room for you. You can stop in here and pick up a ticket if you like for $50, and that's for the nonprofit for the financing of the airport show coming up the 14th, and all the things that'll be there for your interest. 11:51, and trying to think what else has been happening in the air. Well, I mentioned, if you just tuned in, if you've been to the Amish country, as it's called, one of the places where most people shopped at least once was the Amish flea market. Remember that? The Amish flea market? Well, the Amish flea market caught on fire. And the report I saw said the roof collapsed. That was a huge building, by the way. And that must have been a terrible fire. But that was east of Berlin, east on Route 39, the Amish flea market. 11:52, any questions? What's your favorite place to eat in Amish country? Now, there's a good question. What's your favorite place to eat in the Amish country? Or where's your favorite place to eat anywhere? I'm trying to think. In Bucyrus, there was a building that housed, first of all, a Mexican restaurant, then a pizza place, and a little bit of this and that, and they all failed. Until Lulu came along. Lulu was a waitress for years in Bucyrus, and she bought that restaurant, and the people followed her there, and whenever you go past that, it's on Route 4, you'll see the parking lot at Lulu's filled. And you feel so good for somebody like that that took a chance to see if royalty really did work. Or loyalty, I should say, not royalty, but loyalty. And it sure did. Lulu's going to town. And a lot of people are bragging about it. It's on the internet. And now in Marion, if you notice, I've been out on East, Route 95 or Marion Mount Vernon Road. The China, what's it called? The China, the brand new restaurant that's being built. Now, they've got all the utilities sticking up, and they've cleaned out a lot of the rubble, and now they've got to pour the floor. That's the big thing, and they may do that yet today. Pouring the floor. And how do you do that in keeping so you don't pour the floor over utilities sticking up? Oh, yes. But it's nice. It's fun to watch construction, isn't it? Yeah, boy. And that's why we need today more young people getting into the building trades, because there are still buildings to be built, homes to be built, businesses going up, factories, and they need young people because the old-timers are now retiring, and it becomes a great need for the younger generation with the talent to lay block or to lay brick. Now, some of the guys I graduated with were block layers or became block layers, and they're retired now, and some have homes out in Arizona and here and there. They did well laying brick or block. And construction all together. 11:55 is the time. So, like I say, have any of you been downtown that could give your opinion on the new parking there in front of the county building. Now, was that an ODOT thing, or is that a city, Marion City? I'm sure it's a Marion City government. ODOT wouldn't be involved, even though it's a state highway, would not be involved in the center of a municipality, I don't think. Although I'd like to see ODOT involved and take a big bulldozer and straighten out Center Street and replace everything the way it used to be years ago, when you can park in front of your favorite store, if you got uptown soon enough. Do you remember going uptown in the 50s and 60s and even before and trying to find a parking place on a Friday night? You remember when people used to go uptown just to sit in their cars and watch other people? Yeah, it happened. Oh, here we go. Okay, good morning.
Hey, Charlie, I was just wondering about that hook and ladder.
Yes. Okay.
Did they use the hooks to, like, pull down roofs that were burning?
Yes,
or?
Yes, exactly. It was to pull down parts of buildings and so forth, yeah. That's where the hook came in.
All righty.
Okay, well, I'm glad you were interested in that.
All right.
All right. Bye. Okay, the hook and ladder, yeah. The hook was to pull down structures. Yeah, it had a hook on it and a fairly long pole. When I was with the party partner in Bussars, we never used a hook. That was in the era that was almost ready to change. When I fought fires, I had no things to wear for air. When I went in the building, I had to crawl on the floor to get air. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, you just talking about going downtown in the 50s and 60s?
Yes.
And everybody hanging out?
Yes.
Yeah, it would be nice to see it back that way again. The streets where you go down and park, we'd have to hunt all over, walk 10 miles where you wanted to go.
That's right, because they eliminated all those parking spaces.
I look at Delaware and Utah's upper of these places can do it. Why can't Marion do it?
Well, that's a good point. And I tell you, if I was running for mayor or anything in the city, I would say it may not happen now, but I am going to try to promote the straightening of West Center Street.
Right.
Yep.
I put the street back the way it was before.
That's right.
And you can park, and everything was down there. You didn't have to walk all over. And if you want, like you said, if you wanted to sit around and watch people or meet, whatever, you can do it.
That's right, and we're encouraging new businesses to come downtown, but we also encourage parking spaces for those businesses.
Well, that's the one where everybody's going to park.
Yeah.
I got another question.
Yes.
That pizza place that was first going there where Park Place was?
Yes.
Whatever happened to that deal?
Well, that's what I wonder. I heard that their floor collapsed. I don't know.
They had a dumpster down there for a long time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I ain't seen nobody around there.
Right. I just wonder what's going on, too. Apparently, that company that bought that is the same one that has wood-fired pizzas in Delaware.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've never heard any more, seen anybody around there. I just wonder what's going on with it.
Yeah, it's a prime location. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better location.
Right. You got Bunsen Park right there. They can set outside.
Yeah.
Is it one or two? It'd be a nice place if the guy's ever going to do anything with it.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
It's been, what, going on 2 years now?
Yeah, right, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, close to it.
Yeah. Okay, Bob. Hey, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, see, I like to hear people talking about things like that. And, I had heard, I don't know for concrete facts, that the floor had collapsed. You know, they were trying to build a brewery in there. Now, there's a brewery on South Main Street. How are they doing? There's breweries, beer breweries, popping up all over the place. And I bet they're giving a kind of a rough time to some of our established beers, the popular ones today. And I think a lot of people like to try the small town brews. Okay, we're coming up now on... noon hour is fast approaching. And will it rain anymore today? Well, it might. Like they say, we might get some spotty rain. Okay, and I'll see you tomorrow about the same time. And Hopefully I have some other questions to ask. And right now, it is high noon, WWGH 107.1.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret, and I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla.
And so I don't know. That's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
Oh, there's two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes. I say, no, that's Marlo Thomas. I said, Marlo has the money, and Marla is after it.
Do you regret not getting as many Emmys, things like that? Does that ever factor in?